الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ومثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم ابتغاء مرضات الله وتثبيتا من أنفسهم كمثل جنة بربوة أصابها وابل فآتت أكلها ضعفين فإن لم يصبها وابل فطل والله بما تعملون بصير. أيود أحدكم أن تكون له جنة من نخيل وأعناب تجري من تحتها الأنهار له فيها من كل الثمرات وأصابه الكبر وله ذرية ضعفاء فأصابها إعصار فيه نار فاحترقت كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson, we discussed the example of those people who spend their wealth in sadaqah for riyah. Riyah means for show and ostentation, and they spend their wealth with no ikhlas, with no sincerity. We discussed what happens to their sadaqah, what happens to their nafaqah, what they spend in that cause. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the current verse gives us an example of those people who spend their wealth solely to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that the example of those people who expend their wealth solely to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to reassure themselves that that reward that is promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by Allah. Their example is like the example of a garden. And this garden is now on a height. It is on a hilltop. And Allah says, أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ, that now heavy rains strike or they fall upon this garden. What happens to this garden is, Allah says, فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنَ, by these heavy rains now falling upon this garden, they bring forth the produce of this garden twofold. In other words, by these heavy rains now falling, they double the produce of this garden. From here we understand, the idea is to tell you that by you giving a lot of sadaqah, you are not losing any of your property, you are not losing any of your wealth. Rather, you'll be bringing back in return, you'll be bringing back for yourself double, or you'll be bringing back more in reward. Then Allah says, فَإِن لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَطَلْ, you don't need heavy rains to double the produce. Even if there's light rains that fall upon this garden, that will also suffice in bringing back twofold, or in doubling the produce of this garden. So in other words, here Allah wants to tell you, by you giving little sadaqah also, you'll be seeing more in return. Then Allah says, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, that listen, Allah is watching what you do. In other words, Allah can see your sincerity and your ikhlas in your giving sadaqah. Now Allah asks a question. And we see in this verse, this is actually the case or the example that is now given for people who spend their wealth for riyah. Again, they don't have sincerity in that sadaqah. Allah says, tell me, does one of you like that he has a garden of date palms and grape vines, and at the bottom of this garden you see rivers flowing, and you have every type of fruit in this garden? And then Allah says, lo and behold, all of a sudden, this person now, he becomes old, and then he sees that he has an offspring, he has a progeny, he has his children, his kids who are now weak and dependent on this garden, they need this garden. And suddenly you see again, there's a hurricane that now comes, and in this hurricane you see there's fire. And what does this hurricane do? When this whirlwind and this hurricane comes upon this garden, it destroys this garden totally. It burns this garden completely. In other words, here in this verse, Allah is showing you the case and the condition of those people who spend their wealth now, but with riya again. No ikhlas in the way they spend their wealth. So when you're spending in the cause of Allah to see rewards, of course. And where will you see these rewards? You'll see it in the akhirat. So here this person has all of that. He's put all his money into this to see the rewards of this garden in the akhirat. But when he comes to the akhirat, he will see that his entire reward in the akhirat will be burnt. It will be destroyed. فَأَصَابَهَا إِعْصَارٌ, we see that this hurricane now comes upon this garden, and instead of seeing some reward here, what happens? It burns his garden out completely. Likewise in the akhirat, he's spending there for the akhirat, but when he comes to the akhirat, we'll see his reward burnt out completely. Allah says, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah says like this, in other words, just like how I explained to you the above mentioned verse, Allah says, I explained to you many, many more ayat in my Quran. Why do I do that? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that you can ponder, so that you can reflect over these verses and take heed from the message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to also spend the ikhlas and to give sadaqah on a daily basis to protect ourselves for dunya and for akhirat.